Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 1 of the 66% a new companion podcast, the 99%. I'm Lucien Waugh Daly.
And I am Michael McCann.
And we're joined this week by Dara Clifford.
Yo.
A US citizen. Dara, welcome to the 66%.
Oh.
So Dara, you're a US citizen, you're eligible to vote in November. Who are you voting for?
I don't really know. I might just vote for Trump to get people mad.
I'm with you on that one, Dara.
That's the kind of attitude we like. Well, you'd be in the Massachusetts voting caucus, so I guess you'd have to use the prior, you know, base your decision on how you think your vote would affect the overall result. Because
to be honest, I'm more focused on waiting for Kanye to vote
in 2020.
Yeah, I'm going to be part of that campaign.
Well, sure.
Michael and I are back for a few minutes.
Yay.
Michael's, moved away and abandoned me, so we can't do a show this week. But
I'm here in person, so
we'll be back. So first of all, the first presidential debate between Hillary and Trump is on Monday night.
Yes.
Featuring Kanye.
It's on Monday night, and
it's very late Monday night.
Yeah.
So
I'm staying up to watch it. Like,
yeah.
I start late on Tuesday anyway. I'll stay up to watch it. So we'll cover that a bit on our social media. So you can, I'll be covering that a bit, so you can check that out. I might do like a Facebook Live thing or something. Who knows? But you know, Michael won't be here. But we'll be back soon enough with a real episode of the 99% before the election, hopefully after it. Anyway,
definitely not after.
The
day after. Yeah.
Like a few things have happened. In the last few weeks in the campaign. Yeah, I saw it. It happened yesterday.
Hillary got pneumonia.
It was like Hillary, the one thing you had to not do was to collapse in public on 9/11.
Yeah.
And she did. It's like she's so bad at her job. Hillary really kind of dropped the ball. I don't think it's like when it happened, I was extremely concerned about how it would affect her popularity in the polls and stuff. I don't think it was actually that bad.
I think people have such mixed feelings about it.
I don't think that something like that's going to sway them.
Like, but on one side, you're thinking, well, this is a woman who's working really, really hard.
Oh, I mean, I completely sympathize with her.
Yeah.
Like,
and then on the other hand, it's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
She wouldn't even. She's so like.
But for people who already have a problem with Hillary because either she's a woman or because they think she's a weak person or she's a liar, that did not help. But I mean, I thought it was perfect. Of course, she was going
to
get sick at some point. I'm sure Trump has far more serious conditions that we don't know about. So
yep, he produced that little piece of paper.
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Oz.
Now, Dr. Oz is a man who has spoken before Congress because he was selling diet pills that were giving people cancer. As far as I know, don't quote me on that. Dr. Oz is a man with extremely questionable history of medical practice. So. You know, using his forum for official medical announcements is questionable. But
an announcement, maybe it was an announcement, but it was just like a piece of paper saying he's got high cholesterol.
Oh yeah,
that was
but
it, like.
Hillary, he weighs the same and has the same height as Dorchuk.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Now Hillary appeared on an episode of Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis this week, which is a hilarious video. Highly recommend that you check it out. It's hard to tell how much of it she's playing along with. I'd imagine most of it, but she does at certain points look like, why did I sign up for this?
The joke at the end where it's like, how would I contact you? Maybe email.
Yeah. Oh, but he comes out at the start wearing a Halloween mask and gets pulled by the Secret Service. It's really funny. So her pneumonia was one thing. Secondly, George H.W. Bush, the 41st president, has apparently said, according to a Kennedy cousin, basically, who met him, that he is going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Which
is like,
that's insane.
Which is like, whoa, Republicans hate Trump. Because, I mean, there's only two living Republican presidents. And if the dad's voting for Hillary, so is Georgie Jr. So that's pretty bad for Trump. That, you know, his own party. But, you know, I guess the current people in his party, such as, you know, Paul Ryan and all those lads, are still on his side.
Still on his side.
If not Ted and the Bushes. So that's another story. Joss Whedon this week released a new video. It's called Save the Day. And it's basically a video of all these celebrities that Joss Whedon knows, like Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, the cast of The West Wing, Neil Patrick Harris, all telling you to vote for Hillary.
On Tuesday, November 8th, this country will make one of the most important...
The most important decisions in its history.
You have a chance.
You have an obligation.
To be a part of that decision.
You might think it's not important. You might think you're not important.
But that's not true.
And the only way we can prove that to you is by having lots of famous people.
Lots of famous people.
Lots and lots of famous people.
Just a shit ton of famous people.
Repeating how important...
Important.
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 Important. How important it is. Register.
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 Vote.
There's so many famous people. Some of us aren't as famous, but still pretty famous.
Like, you've seen us somewhere.
Sometimes a not famous person will be mixed in with the famous ones.
They drive the message home
because of their unpolished sincerity.
Their unpolished sincerity.
But you only get this many famous people together if the issue is
one that truly matters to all of us.
A disease or
ecological crisis or
a racist, abusive coward who could permanently damage the fabric of our society.
Do the math.
Do we really want to give nuclear weapons to a man whose signature move is firing?
Firing?
Firing things?
But we can end this nightmare before it begins.
We can save the day.
For our children.
For our children.
For our children.
For our communities.
For our communities.
For our communities.
For America.
For America.
For America.
All it takes is all of us.
All of us.
All of us.
We cannot pretend both sides are equally unfavorable.
We can't say one vote doesn't matter.
Your vote matters.
Your vote matters.
It affects everything.
Not just the presidency, but the Senate.
The House.
Your local officials.
Immigration.
Immigrant.
Student debt.
Common sense gun laws.
The Supreme Court.
See, this isn't just an election. It's a tipping point.
For the country.
For the world.
For your world.
If you don't know how or where to register,
go to savetheday.vote.
Savetheday.vote.
Make yourself heard.
Tell the world that you care about what happens to it.
And if you do vote
and help protect this country from fear and ignorance,
Mark will do a nude scene in his next movie.
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo will do a nude scene in his next movie.
Wait, what? What?
Mark will do a nude scene.
Mark's gonna have his dick out.
Full Monty.
Full Marky.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
Go to savetheday.vote.
Where nobody talked about.
Save the day.
Make Mark be naked.
By making your mark on November 8th.
They should just vote because it matters, you know? Don't you think?
We're all in this together. That's why the most popular or memorable actor is the last one you see.
All right. It's actually a really good video. Yeah. And I think it's going to go... It's done very well online. I think there's a good selection of famous faces, and I think it's actually gonna, you know, it could be good for stuff like that. Is typically good for getting young people, like 18, 19, 20 year olds to register and to vote, because otherwise they might not bother.
Mr. US citizen,
anyone listening who's also a US citizen who'd like to vote in the election,
vote Trump.
Well, there's ways you can vote. Just search online for voting outside the US, because it is possible, and you, like Dara, can have a say on your next president.
This country great again.
Overseas.
It would be so much more entertaining if Trump got it.
Actually, Halloween is coming up before the election, and I am going to go as Donald Trump.
See, my point is, if Trump becomes president, this won't affect you guys. You all guys want to go to America.
Yeah, exactly.
It won't affect me at all.
I guess. I mean, but
no. You see, we'll still be able to go to America. No problem. Like, of course we will.
He's not going
to
allow people
you're
in.
Cutting
though.
Down. Like,
no, no, no.
He can't work in construction anymore. Like,
yeah.
Illegally.
No, no. He like first of all, he has absolutely zero power to do that.
Yeah.
Like all,
that's the one thing.
They've already cut down on things like you have to have a job ready for you.
That's
yeah,
J1.
Yeah,
that's
but that,
J1.
Yeah, but that wasn't a Trump policy. That was an Obama policy.
But
Trump's like,
as a respected businessman from Ireland, you can still get a visa.
Yeah. And the fact is, there's a lot of people who Trump doesn't like, but the Irish as of yet, are not really one of them, because he has a golf course here, and he likes it. I heard an ad on the radio the other day for Trump.
Yeah, on News Talk.
On News Talk. And I was like, wow. Trump. You think they'd take his name out of the ads. Yeah. I mean, he's Trump. Like, he is the most hated man in the Western world right now. Why would you use his name to advertise a golf course? I don't think I would detract anyone there. Like, it might not detract them, but I'm like, don't use that in the ad.
Plus, I mean, why would News Talk pick Trump?
Trump
is
they paid a lot, I guess. But no, I'm gonna go for Trump as Halloween. I would order a Make America Great Again hat.
I have one.
I know you have one. Oh, maybe I could borrow yours.
You can only get them if you're a citizen. I actually bought mine.
Get the money. You can get the money, but I'm not buying an official one.
I bought mine off of a Mexican.
I did it for $5. And you, the listeners haven't heard this one before.
I should go around next week. Go to all my lectures at Make America.
No, but I'm not gonna buy one off Trump. I'm not gonna give him the money. I'm gonna get a bootleg one, like a shitty one that's sewed on by a Mexican.
Bought one off of Mexicans. Yeah. He's willing to promote him being deported for $5.
But they have them on eBay for like $250. So I'm gonna get one.
Yeah, I felt so bad buying
the red power tie and like the Trump Halloween costume is
complete. Yeah, oversized suit.
The power tie. Yes.
Fucking bird on. Where's a bird on my head? Is there some dead bird? Like, yeah, that could work. But the Trump is the thing.
Oh, shite.
Anyway, Trump and Hillary are kind of even in the polls right now. That's our latest update for you. There's not much happening there, but, you know, we'll have to see how it goes. That's kind of all of the election news. There is another story we need to mention, which is that there is a new fantastic television show that our listeners are going to love. It's called Designated Survivor. It stars Kiefer Sutherland as...
Slip, by the way, it's just the worst name on the planet. Like.
So bad. So bad. Anyway, great. It's a great first episode. Kiefer Sutherland is a low-level cabinet member in the U.S. who is chosen as the designated survivor, the cabinet member, who stays in a secure location during the State of the Union in case a catastrophe kills everyone else in the line of presidential succession. And in the first 10 minutes of the show, it does. So now Kiefer Sutherland is the president, and he has to figure out what the hell is going on. He has to pull the country together in a time of crisis. It's on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on ABC in the US, and in Ireland and Britain, it's available on Netflix on a Thursday morning.
It's called
Designated Survivor.
How much are they paying you for this?
It's also available
like
to charge.
€3.
that's our mini Kev Spacey film of the week type
plug. Yeah, it's a recommendation. We're not
doing, I will be going to see Kev Spacey.
When's he coming?
I don't know, sometime.
That's a Phil Society.
Next year, I think. It's like early next year.
I mean, if I emailed his agent like 8 months in advance and said, "We love Kevin Spacey, we do a podcast that's like all about him, could we get 5 minutes in a room with him?"
You could get more than that, I'd say.
I would email. Like, it wouldn't work, but I would try.
You wouldn't need to email, you just, as long as you're a member of the Phil. And
yeah, but I'm not a member of the Phil.
Yeah, you're not. I am though, so
you could get it.
Yeah, I could.
Sort it out.
Yeah, do sort it out.
You would get
do sort it out. Make sure I get
podcast.
To come. Yeah. So anyway, that's it for 66%. Yep. Thank you for tuning in. there's people coming to chase us away. Thank you for tuning in.
R.I.P. Harambe.
Yeah. Which we actually talked about Harambe on an episode. You can listen to it if you want. You won't enjoy it though. It's a terrible, boring conversation. Thanks for tuning in. You can visit 99pshow.com. 99pshow on... And that is our cue.
Justice for Harambe.
99P Show on Twitter, 99P Show on Facebook, 99P Show on Instagram. Thanks to Johnny, Dara. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Lucy.
And please come back to visit soon.
Follow me on Twitter at DazJazzLover05.
Okay. And you can tweet me revolutionary anytime. I really have nothing better to do than respond. Thank you. Goodbye.